From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Speaker of the House of Representatives DPR Puan Maharani has urged the government to ensure the availability of COVID-19 vaccine throughout Indonesia. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, she remarked that vaccination must not stop if the target of achieving herd immunity is to be met. In a statement issued in Jakarta on Wednesday, Speaker Puan Maharani explained that people's enthusiasm to be given vaccines in a number of regions should not decrease. She added that President Joko Widodo's order to regional governments to quickly deplete vaccine stocks must be balanced with the rapid procurement of vaccines by the central government. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati has highlighted four risks that could hamper global economic recovery since the first half of 2021. At the Kita APBN press conference on Wednesday, Minister Sri Mulyani said that even though there was a positive and very good performance in the first half of 2021, the government saw that there were risks that also emerged in the first half, especially in the second quarter. She added that the first risk has been the emergence of the Delta variant of the coronavirus, which has increased possibility of tightening of restrictions on public activities and hampering normal activities in many countries. The Delta variant brought about a tremendous impact on the society and economy in March, April, and May this year, and now the variant has spread to more than 130 countries. Climate change has brought about a lot of disasters around the world. Therefore, all countries in the world, including Indonesia and the European Union, have started conducting various ways to achieve their emissions reductions target based on the Paris Agreement. Nuka Kusumawati has the details. The European Union Commission introduced the European Green Deal, which is committed to achieving climate neutrality by 2050, which was previously agreed at the 2019 Paris Agreement meeting. In a virtual press briefing on Wednesday, the European Union Ambassador to Indonesia, Vincent Piquet, said that the European Union could help Indonesia to achieve its target of 41% reduction in gas emission by changing various policies so that it is more directed towards environmental sustainability. But it needs equitable growth in all sectors.
The contribution can be made through a change of policy. And I think the EU shows that this can be done. Indonesia needs to grow, evidently, for reaching its all its objectives, economic, social, etc. But if the past 30 years have taught us anything in Europe, then it is that growing your economy can go hand in hand with decoupling that growth from resource use. In other words, by creating, as government, an enabling environment for green policies, for sustainability.
Currently, the European Union is contributing to Indonesia through the joint agenda which was discussed last week with the Indonesian government in order to achieve the target of reducing gas emission. This was conveyed by the Chancellor of Climate Change, the European Union delegation to Indonesia, Henriet Frijman, at the same event. She explained that the establishment of this agenda was one of the efforts of the European Union to contribute to Indonesia.
The ambassador mentioned briefly that we are in talks with the Indonesian government between the government and the EU side to create something that we call the Joint Green Agenda. And I think that is actually our attempt to try to really contribute to the emission reductions in Indonesia in a meaningful way. What this joint green agenda means is that we try from the European side to bring together all our member states who are all contributing in one way or the other, or many of them are, either through government programs, through private sector. So we bring the private sector on board as well. And we also try to bring together, bring into the picture the development banks, so the European Investment Bank, but also the member states' development banks. And with this group of stakeholders, we hope that we can provide a really meaningful and holistic contribution to the renewable energy, but also other aspects of decarbonization of the Indonesian economy. And yeah, so this is what we are talking to the government about, how we can operationalize this and how we can make sure that Europe as a continent and as all the stakeholders together play the most meaningful possible role.
The commitment to reduce emission is a legal obligation set out in the first European climate law. This creates new opportunities in innovation, investment, and jobs. This transformation will reduce emissions, create jobs and development, overcome energy shortage, reduce dependence on external energy, and ensure increased energy supply and improve health and well-being. Let's move on to the international news. Head of Ukraine state energy firm Naftogaz Yuri Fitrenko told Reuters on Wednesday that Ukraine should be given NATO and memberships to guarantee its security, as Russia is using the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline as a geopolitical weapon. As reported by Reuters.com, Fitrenko was speaking shortly before Germany and the United States unveiled a deal that spells out the consequences for Russia if it uses the new $11 billion project to harm Ukraine or other Eastern European countries. Speaking on a video call during a visit to Washington, D.C., Fitrenko said Russian President Vladimir Putin is now using gas as a geopolitical weapon against Ukraine and the whole region. The U.S. says it has reached a deal with Germany to prevent Russia from using its Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline as political leverage over Europe. The near-complete 1,230-kilometer pipeline under the Baltic Sea will double Russia's gas exports to Germany. As reported by BBC.com, U.S. officials Victoria Nuland said it was a bad pipeline, but said the deal envisaged sanctions against Moscow if it had tried to blackmail Ukraine. Ukraine says the Nord Stream 2 pipeline threatens its security. The country has been fighting Russians backed separatists in the east since 2014. Russia also annexed the Crimea Peninsula from Ukraine in 2014. Kiev fears a full-scale Russian invasion once Nord Stream 2 is fully operational. Ukraine also stands to lose about $3 billion a year in a gas transit fees. Poland is also opposing the pipeline, which runs from Vyborg in Russia under the Baltic Sea to Lubmin in Germany. Poland says the $10 billion project threatens the security of Central and Eastern Europe. That was the news.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Tetap setia, tetap sedia, mampu. bergerak, serentak, menerjang, menerkam, terjang, tagangkan, menyerang, majulah, majulah, menang, majulah, majulah, menang.
Indonesian government officially extended the emergency restrictions or PPKM darurat until July 25th and will reopen gradually on July 26th. The decision was made based on the not conducive situation because of the spike in COVID-19 infection. Many business sectors are affected by the restriction extension, especially the industry as one of the national economic drivers. Government's policy to overcome the impact, one of them, is giving the funds for workers. In a virtual press conference on Wednesday, after discussing the latest situation with the Manpower Minister Ida Fauzia, the Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati will increase the fund up to 10 trillion rupiahs for social security of 8.8 million workers affected by the emergency restrictions. The 10 trillion rupiahs will be allocated for wage subsidy or PSU up to 8.8 trillion rupiahs and additional funds for the pre-employment cards up to 1.2 trillion rupees. The wage subsidy targets the laid-off workers and those whose working hours are cut. Meanwhile, the pre-employment card is for terminated workers, so with the fund, the government hopes the employers will not need to fire or terminate their workers. Essentially, many saw the restrictions extension as dilemmatic. On one side, the economy must keep moving. On the other, COVID-19 and its Delta variant still haunt the people. Still, this difficult decision must be made. Wishfully, the fund for the workers can sustain the economy.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Listener, today in history start with the event on July 22, 1917, when Adam Malik was born. Adam Malik was Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia from 1966 to 1978 and Vice President from 1978 to 1983. His career began as a journalist and leader of the national movement based on autodidact. When he was young, Adam Malik was already actively involved in the national movement to fight for Indonesian independence, such as through the establishment of the Antara News Agency. He was designated as one of the national heroes of Indonesia on November 6, 1998. Next event is that in 1933, Willy Hardeman Post was back from flying around the world. Willy Hardeman Post was an American pilot who is best known as the first man to fly solo around the world. He used autopilot and a compass in place of his navigator and became the first person to fly alone around the world. He departed from Floyd Bennett Field and stopped in several places, including Berlin and Moscow. 50,000 people greeted him upon his return on July 22nd after he had spent 7 days, 18 hours, 49 minutes flying around the world. Thank you. The last event of July 22, 2014 is that the General Election Commission determined the winner of the presidential election. The General Election Commission appointed Joko Widodo and Muhammad Yusuf Kalla as the elected president and vice president in the 2014 Indonesian presidential election. Both of them were sworn on October 20, 2014. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Apa yang harus ku katakan?
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Environment and Forestry Ministry appreciated the measures taken by the West Sumatra Provincial Government and Regional Police in solving the illegal forest occupation by local people. The forest is located in Air Bangis, West Pasaman. The West Sumatran Government and Regional Police established communication with the land users. From their discussion, the people who have used the forest for palm oil plantation are still allowed to use the forest as a social forest with some requirements. They include genuinely, for individual use, maximum 5 hectares and using the land for at least 5 years. These people are not given any administrative fine or penalty. That was stated by Environment and Forestry Ministry Secretary General Bambang Hindroyoso in a coordination meeting with the West Sumatran Regional Government and Police virtually on Monday. Bambang Hindroyoso said they are still trying to involve those people in using the land. However, illegal forest use will not be allowed anymore. However, the private companies who use forest illegally will be given administrative fines or penalties. Then they will find a solution to make the existing forest use legal. It can include forest function change or releasing it from the forest area. Meanwhile, West Sumatra Governor Mahyildi Hope, the people who have been using the land as palm plantation can still be involved in using the forest in the future. West Sumatra Regional Police Head Tony Harmanto also supported the West Sumatran government's efforts to still involve people in forest management. He added, based on the team's data, there are 50 people who intended to return the land back to the government with a total of 1,112 hectares of land.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voanews.id.
Indonesia, hadapilah dengan tulus dan ikhlas. Ini pasti berlalu. Indonesia,
wujud apresiasi kami kepada dokter, jururawat, relawan, TNI, Polri, dan semua pejuang kemanusiaan di garda terdepan yang menghadapi pandemi COVID-19. Kalian adalah pahlawan sejati.
Kalengnya lalengatiku.
Well, listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
For a culinary tour to Pati Regency, which is 80 kilometers from Semarang, the capital of Central Java, there are a variety of delicious food that one should try. One of them is sego gundul or nasi gandul. This food has a brown sauce with few pieces of meat in it. The dish was first popularized in Gajah Mati village and then expanded to other areas. So now, it is not difficult to find sego gandul in Pati Regency. The ingredients for making sego gandul include beef, galangal, bay leaves, lemongrass stalks, mushroom broth, brown sugar, sugar and salt, coconut milk, lime, shallot, garlic, keluak, candle nut, kencur, coriander powder, pepper and cumin. The traders usually serve rice on a plate, which is covered with banana leaves, because when the hot sauce is poured into the plate, the banana leaf can make the sauce not too hot and not too cold quickly. The way to eat sego gandul is not using a spoon, but using a suru or a spoon made from a banana leaf. Now, there are many stalls that provide spoons and forks. The taste of sego gandul is so delicious, dominated by the sweet taste of the sauce. Usually, this food is enjoyed with a variety of side dishes, such as fried tempeh, tempeh and tofu bacem, perkedel, bacem eggs, fried longs, salted eggs, and egg satay. Uniquely, the tempeh side dish, which is served as a companion to gandul rice, has a different characteristic from tempeh in general. When beaten, this tempeh has a hard texture compared to tempeh in general. There are various versions about the origin of the name Nasi Gandul. Some say that the name Nasi Gandul is a gift from a buyer. In the past, in the Pati area, Nasi Gandul sellers stored their rice using a pole containing a cauldron or a place for gandul rice sauce on one side and a basket of rice and kutri on another side. Then the pole is carried so that the pole sways or gondal gandul. That's why this food became known as nasi gandul. This food is easy to find in many restaurants in Pati. The price is relatively affordable, around 15,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per serving. You can add a variety of other side dishes, of course. The price will be more expensive.
Di kantor banyak kerjaan, gak sempat tidur.
Well then, listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, the number of PCR machines in Indonesia is still limited. During the current surge in COVID-19 cases, the queue for examining patient samples has become long and it takes a long time. In addition, there is no domestic production of PCR machines so far. Seeing this condition, the Bandung Institute of Technology ITB lecturer Tim took the initiative to make a machine to detect the coronavirus or SARS-CoV-2 that causes COVID-19. The tool used for testing samples of the coronavirus is called qPCR or quantitative polymerase chain reaction. The machine, which is classified as prototype of the first model, has been made as many as 4 units. The ITB lecturers involved in the qPCR machine research are Anggraini Barlian and Karlia Mehta from the School of Biological Science and Technology, and Adi Indrayanto and Muhammad Iqbal Arsyad from the School of Electrical and Informatics Engineering. This qPCR machine made by ITB runs two important processes simultaneously. While processing the duplication of RNA stored in 16 sample tubes using the thermal cycling technique, the machine simultaneously detects viral RNA by electrophoresis technique. The detection is done by observing the intensity of the glow of a special compound called a fluorophore. The compound is bound to viral RNA. The more viral RNA that is successfully duplicated, the more specific compounds are bound. This special compound will glow if given light with a certain color. From the 4 types of compounds, the team only used one type of fluorophore, namely SYBR green. The team plans to continue to develop the capabilities of the machine by using more than one type of fluorophore at the same time to increase the accuracy of virus detection. Government-provided research and development funds for qPCR machines amounting to 1 billion rupiah. Although the machine is now complete and has been tested several times in laboratory, the team still needs to carry out additional testing and refinement of the software system. The goal is to pass the testing by the authorized institution. It is hoped that this machine will be used sooner. That's miscellany.
Ketika kita berinteraksi. ingatlah jaga kesehatan, jaga kebersihan. Sementara jangan berjabat tangan demi kebaikan keamanan kita bersama.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
we have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, boy listener. Today I'm going to present you a song by Grace Simon. Grace Simon is a singer who was popular in the 1970s. In addition to frequently appearing on television, she also often participates in Asian pop songs contest. Her most popular song is the song Bing, which was composed by Titi Puspa. The song is dedicated by Titi Puspa to Bing Slamet, the artist whom Titi Puspa admires so much. The passing of a great artist at the level of Bing Slamet certainly left a deep impression on his admirers, and Titi Puspa was no exception. Here is the song Bing by Grace Simon.
Sinarnya tiba-tiba redup, langit gelap, hati yang bahagia terhentak seketika, malapetaka seakan menyelinap. Aku terima kekasih berpulang untuk selamanya. Hancur luluh rasa jiwa dan raga, tak percaya tapi nyata. Ku bersimpu di sisi jasad membeku, doa tulus dan air mata. Segala dosaku pohonkan ampunannya, seakan terjawab dan kau terima. Aku terima kekasih berpulang untuk selamanya. Hancur luluh rasa jiwa dan raga, tak percaya tapi nyata. Ku bersimpu di sisi jasad membeku, doa tulus dan air mata.
Voice of Indonesia.
Imanmu korban kemelut diri, tak tahu apa yang kau cari. Semua tak pasti.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.